Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Several people sent me this story. By several, I mean a lot, because they know that I've got a Peloton stationary bike. Okay, but the treadmills are in the news because a couple weeks ago or so, there was a bit of an argument going on because the CPSC, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, had suggested that Peloton should recall its treadmills due to a bunch of injuries and actually a death also that resulted from the treadmill. And at the time, Peloton said, no, we don't think there's a problem with them. Well, they've changed their position. CPSC and Peloton announced recall of Tread Plus treadmills after one child death and 70 incidents, and the recall of Tread treadmills due to risk of injury. So there's two treadmills. One's called the Tread Plus, one's called the Tread. And this is from the CPSC's own press announcement yesterday. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission and Peloton are announcing two separate voluntary recalls of Peloton's Tread Plus and Tread treadmills. And by the way, I saw a note also that says this is going on in Canada as well. So consumers who have purchased either treadmill should immediately stop using it and contact Peloton for a full refund or other qualified remedy as described in the press releases. Peloton has also stopped sale and distribution of the Tread Plus and continues to work on additional hardware modifications. CPSC previously warned consumers about the Tread Plus not so long ago. In the United States, the Tread was only sold as part of a limited invitation-only release from about November 2020 to about March of 2021, and the company is currently working on a repair to be offered to Tread owners in the coming weeks. The acting chairman of the CPSC, Robert Adler, said, I am pleased that the United States Consumer Product Safety Commission and Peloton have come to an agreement to protect users of the Peloton Tread Plus and Tread products. The agreement, which the commission voted this morning to accept, requires Peloton to immediately stop selling and distributing both the Tread Plus and Tread products in the United States and refund the full purchase price to consumers who want refunds. The agreement between CPSC and Peloton is the result of weeks of intense negotiation and effort, culminating in a cooperative agreement that I believe serves the best interests of Peloton and of consumers. I'd like to thank the CPSC technical staff who've worked tirelessly to protect consumers and to warn the public. Today, we've taken steps to prevent further harm from these two products. And in case you're curious, a treadmill has got a tread surface on it that goes around like this, and there's apparently nothing in the back to keep something from getting pulled under if something comes in contact with that running surface. And there have been stories about people getting pulled under the treadmill. So there have been reported 70 incidents, and including one death of a child. So I guess some other treadmills have got something back there to keep them from happening, but they're apparently working on a hardware fix. But if you don't even want to wait for that, you can get a refund. I'm not sure exactly what the remedy is in Canada. I'm not sure if the remedy is the exact same, but if you're in Canada with a Tread or Tread Plus, look it up because there is apparently a parallel thing happening in Canada as well. The CEO of Peloton said, the decision to recall both products was the right thing to do for Peloton's members and their families. I want to be clear, Peloton made a mistake in our initial response to the Consumer Product Safety Commission's request. We should have engaged more productively with them from the outset. For that, I apologize. Today's announcement reflects our recognition that by working closely with the CPSC, we can increase safety awareness for our members. We believe strongly in the future of at-home connected fitness and are committed to work with the CPSC to set new industry safety standards for treadmills. We have a desire and a responsibility to be an industry leader in product safety. And in case you're curious, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is charged with protecting the public from unreasonable risks of injury or death associated with the use of thousands of types of consumer products. Deaths, injuries, and property damage from consumer product incidents cost the nation more than $1 trillion annually. CPSC's work to ensure the safety of consumer products has contributed to a decline in the rate of deaths and injuries associated with consumer products over the past 40 years. So the CPSC tracks these things, and when they saw a trend with stuff happening with these Peloton treadmills, they called them out on it. And there were a lot of eyebrows raised in the consumer protection field amongst the attorneys when Peloton first took the position that, no, we're not going to do anything about this. We're not going to, you know, do the recall or anything like that, because the numbers suggested that a recall was coming. And you can do a voluntary recall, or you can fight the CPSC. And if you lose that fight, you're going to do a recall anyway. And at that point, the question is, what have you gained by fighting? And so you're better off if there is a hardware fix available to do the hardware fix. That's the obvious solution here. And I will admit, I've got a Peloton. I actually love my Peloton. Today I did my 710th ride on it, I believe. But I do not have a treadmill. I've run on a treadmill, just never quite understood it. I run outside. But I like the company, but when they took that position on the treadmill, I remember thinking to myself, well, that's a little unusual. But they've come around, so that's good. So then I got an email last night from somebody who said, Steve, you see Peloton's in the news? I think to myself, yeah. And then I looked at the headline, and it turns out they've been hacked. So just to add insult to injury, or cliche to cliche, as the case may be, I believe it was Ars Technica reported that there was a hack of Peloton, such that a lot of the data that was stored someplace was available to anybody who wanted it. Now, it wasn't all the data. So for instance, I think I might have a credit card on file with them for my subscription. It wasn't that data, but it was the data involving the usernames and locations of users and so on. But the point is, it's data. And the fact that apparently they were notified of the potential problem a while back and didn't take steps to fix it until much later, until after they'd been hacked, that, again, people in that field, which is, data security and so on, were kind of surprised. But if I had to guess, what's going on is that Peloton experienced explosive growth, one of which was that people love the product. And also, during COVID, a lot of people were sitting around their house going, boy, I'd like to get exercise, but I don't want to go outside. And then, wait, Peloton, And so I've used other stationary equipment before, and none of it really clicked the way the Peloton stuff does. And I suspect other people had that same experience. So I've seen different stories about problems they've had as they've expanded. For instance, they couldn't deliver product fast enough. And there's other problems, of course, in the supply chain that are leading to that. But I suspect that amongst all these problems they're dealing with, when they say, oh, by the way, 70 incidents involving the treadmills and one death, somebody said, well, in the grand scheme of how many we've got out there, really, is that big of a deal? And so it was not the right way of looking at it, but I have to imagine that it's probably what was going on, something to that effect, that, hey, so much stuff is happening right now. And then, of course, the data breach, another problem altogether. So, like I said, the one headline, Peloton has a very bad day, but in a roundabout way, it's a good thing, because they've agreed to do the recall on the treadmill and the tread plus treadmill. And if you got one and don't want to deal with it, you can get your money back. So you can't beat that. If you had it for a while and used it, you just got a free trial. Get your money back. So I got to thank everyone who sent this to me. Graham, Doug, Steve, not me. Mark, Philip, Robert, Christopher, Andrew, James, David, John, Daryl, Michael, Kevin, Josh, Donald, Tom, and Cliff. And I think that's everybody. So thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. To be happy in life, it helps if you don't think too much.